Shoftim v'shotrim, titin l'cho b'chol sharecha. The two separate jobs. Each one cannot function without the other. Shoftim. Klal Yisrael, all laws are made either by the Torah or by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The job of a shofet is to take those laws, apply it in specific practice. Then the shoter is a police force. Police force, without a police force, society falls apart. Anyone who's familiar with what happened last summer in the United States of America, get rid of the police, get rid of the police. Crime has gone out of control. And there's an interesting Mishnah. You have to understand the context of that Mishnah. It was written in the middle of intense Roman persecution against Klal Yisrael. Says, "Have you mispalel b'shlomo shamalchus?" You have to mispalel for the well-being of the malchus. Shlomo lehu, not been for that, ish eschaim reo blo. People would swallow each other up alive. Without a central authority and a strict enforcement of that authority, society falls apart. And this wonderful, infinite liberal stupidity that, oh, everyone has to be nice to each other, it's a collapse of society, and the criminal element takes over. Shoftim v'shotrim. Tit l'cha b'chol sharecha. Chol ir v'yir. What is it? There is every locale has its own shofet. Why does every locale have to have its own shofet? Very, very simple. A shofet has to understand the person, social situation. So every separate locale is a separate social situation. You need shoftim who understand that separate situation. And as a result, v'shoftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek. Says Rashi. Manesh m'dayona mumchon tzedek in lishpat tzedek. There are two requirements. That a dayan has to do an honest job. But the dayan has to understand the situation. And every day, we daven three times a day, what do we ask? Hashiva shofteinu k'vorishonu v'yotzeinu k'vatchilu v'chosu menu yogan amoch. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for a system of justice, tzedaka u'mishpat. And that's so important, it's one of the 13 things we ask for in Shemoneh Esrei. Lotzat u'mishpat. And all these halachas, find the fourth parak of Shavuos, for those of you who managed to learn that last year, demanding very strict demands, absolute justice. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Kushtu, b'kushtu. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof means kushtu b'kushtu. What does kushtu b'kushtu mean? that the means, it's not okay. I'll twist the law this way, I'll twist the law that way, so to get something good at the end. The means have to be just, the end has to be just, the whole process has to be just. Now, Torah then goes on to talk about Avodah Zarah. But in talking about Avodah Zarah, it talks about what to do with Edom. Who got L'chov Shamoto? The Rashta Heitev, Hine Emes Nochon Hadovo. Nochon. That means the moment a judge is in a position of power, there are a lot of things he has to know. He has to know Kamishpot Lelokim Hu, that you are applying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's not our way we would like it. We are applying and enforcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kamishpot Lelokim Hu. And that's a very, very powerful lesson. People think, okay, we'll have a liberal Beis Din or this Beis Din. Nope, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we say every day, Udvar v'choyim v'koyomim nemonim v'nechmodim lo'ad ul'olamei olamim. Choyim, they're alive. Udvar v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Zemetz v'yatsa, the kayomim, they exist. Ne'emonim v'nechmodim. Lo'ad u'olmei olam. They're ne'emon. What does it mean the Torah is true? What do you mean lo sirtzach is true? Lo signov is true? It's not a fact. Facts are true. 2 + 2 = 4 is true. 2 + 2 = 5 is false. Lo sirtzach, how is that true or false? The answer is very, very simple. Everything is based on a certain yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, Yesh Mayayim. And nothing is nothing is nothing. It was nothing. No time, no space, nothing. Absolute nothingness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed in the physical world as we know it. There's nothing here except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he created the world, Yesh Mayayim, Chazal are very emphatic throughout. There's something that came first. That was the Torah. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah, created the world, created the human being, and then here's the Torah. It doesn't work that way. Because maybe the Torah doesn't fit the human being. Maybe something's wrong. And the human nature and the Torah just don't fit together. So, we say, no, it doesn't. Because Baruch Hu created the Torah first. Then fashioned the entire world as the place where the ideal life would be fulfilling the Torah. So my personality, my whole metzias was made that the perfect way for me to function in this world is through the Torah. Udvarav choyim, ne'monim, nechmodim. And Lord, forever, because that's the way the world was made. It's ne'mon. It's true to the original purpose. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the Torah for us to suffer. Nechmodim. It's very pleasant. So we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Torah. And if we live by the Torah, our lives will be pleasant and fulfilled. And human nature was made to fit the Torah. That is why a Dayan has to be emes nochon for Darash to hate him. He has to make sure with all the infinite halachas of cross-examination that the Edim are, to the best of his knowledge, are emes. Now, that's not so simple. It may be a judgment. So the Rambam says a very simple thing. There's no way that a dying can be 100% sure. No such thing. He cross-examines, but never sure. Says, so maybe the dying will say, so Gemara says, so who needs the headache? No. The Torah said, you're allowed to, as long as you fulfill all the dine, bedikas, drishas, v'chakiras, you can assume that it's absolute emes, and that's considered a valid bira, and you do something, even execute a person on that. We don't know, but the Torah says, this is the way you have to function, this is the only way you can function. But you have to do your maximum that it's emes, that it's true to the Torah. Then we get to a different parsha. A very misunderstood parsha in today's political climate. Ki pole min chodov ala mishpot. Ben dom lo dom, ben din lo din, ben nega lo nega. Tivei rivos v'sharecha. V'kam to v'aliso amok mashiucha Hashem l'kecha bo. Halach of Zokim Mamre. Zokim Mamre means Torah said that interpreting the Torah is dependent on the human understanding of the Torah. Learning Bar Metzia, the very famous Gemara in the fourth parak of Bar Metzia. The time of Achinoi. It's a machlokis in Sanhedrin. It's Torah or Tomei. So, this is a debate. And one of the greatest of Tanoim Rav Elazar decided one way. The rest of Sanhedrin decided the other way. Rav Elazar stood up and said, the halach is like me. There's a river outside. Let it flow backwards. All of a sudden, the river flew backwards. Unbelievable nace. So the people in Sanhedrin says you don't bring riots from rivers. If the halacha is like me, let the tree outside there jump 200 yards to the other side. All of a sudden the tree jumps, you don't bring riots from trees. If the halacha is like me, let the kose beis hamedrash. All sorts of unbelievableness. A baskol came up. And Sanhedrin said, Lo b'shamayim. And one of the Tanoim, a little while later, met Eliyahu Hanavi and asked him what was going on in the Bezin Shalmalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni. The Torah is the... What is the Torah? The Torah is the way the Torah is understood by those people who have the authority to decide what the Torah says. That was the Bezin HaGadol. Incredible authority. All the nisim, the river flows back, with the trees go flying, the walls of the Beis Medrash collapse. Unbelievable proofs, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. People in Sanhedrin said, it's nothing. The Torah is, well, how the Torah is interpreted and applied by the people who have the koach. The Sanhedrin HaGadol had incredible power. Gives the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Sanhedrin HaGadol should be Yerushalayim, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Rambam. Hemikat Torah Shabbat Peh, they decide what is the authentic version of Torah Shabbat Peh. Hem Amudei Hara, they pass in the Shailas. Hem Chokum Mishpat Yetzirah Yisrael, and they make the laws. They make the Chokum Mishpatim. Now you're giving incredible power to a group of people. Ram says, V'aleihem Hivticha Torah. And the Torah promised us they would do it in an honest way. Be true to the Torah. Aleihem Hivticha Torah. The Torah promised us. That means, as the Ramban points out in this week's parasha, that incredible power is given to Sanhedrin. There was a hashgacha on that to make sure, not that they're always correct. More in this whole parasha in the Torah, what happens, Sanhedrin makes a mistake, they would do an honest job. And they are the only ones who are able to say we made a mistake. No one else has that power. There the Sanhedrin voted. They have that power. That power is taken away from any other body besides the Sanhedrin. Now the Rambam had a very, very simple problem. When he was writing Mishnah Torah, he felt that if he needed, he could disagree with the Gaonim. But he knew it was a wall. The Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah in the late 1100s. But when he hits the year 500, when Ravina Ravashi finished the Gemara, so, well, you can't disagree beyond that. He knew that the Amoraim could debate, but he hit a wall when Rabbeinu HaKadosh finished the Mishnayos. They couldn't disagree with what happened before in the Tanoim. Why? So why the Amoraim couldn't disagree with the Tanoim is simple. Because the Tanoim were the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Amoraim weren't Sanhedrin HaGadol. So why can't we disagree with the Gemara? So the Rambam has a very, very interesting thing. Rambam has 40 doros from Ravashi to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a so, and the Masorah goes for those 40 generations, ish mipi to ish, and there's one person in that door who's responsible for the authentic, who controlled the entire Torah Shabbat Peh, is responsible for the Messiah of the Torah, total Torah Shabbat. Now, the Gemara that we have, written by Ravashi, was given the authority by two things. Ravashi didn't write as a Yochid. Ravashi was the last one of that 40 generations, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And his Bezdin was accepted by entire Klal Yisrael as the Bezdin. So he had two things. The head of the Bezdin was one of the 40 Chachmei HaMasorah, whose Bezdin was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. They have the same power as the Sanhedrin. Rambam says subsequently, each location has its own Bezdin that decides for them. So there's a tremendous authority given Sanhedrin HaGadol and to these Batei Din, for instance, the Bezdin of Ravina Ravashi, that replaced the Sanhedrin HaGadol. V'aleihem hivticha Torah. Torah promised they would do an honest job. And v'yosisa p'i adorah she'yikiru l'cha. That is the authoritative, definitive version of Torah Shabbat Peh. Al pi haTorah sheRuach, v'amishpat asher Ruach ta'aseh. There's an assay. You have to follow them. You're not allowed to violate. Now, this halacha refers to one of two bodies. Rambam's very clear. It refers to Sanhedrin HaGadol, or a Beis Din accepted by Klal Yisrael, led by one of the Chachmei HaMasora. Other doesn't apply to anyone. The Rambam is exceedingly clear. Exceedingly clear. Most Rishonim are exceedingly clear. This idea is sometimes confused nowadays with what's called Das Torah. And that if you don't follow this one, that one, there's an Aveira of Los Osso, Zoke Mamre. There's one Rishon who may say it, but it's not true. All Rishon Pechot are against. So what is the idea of Das Torah based on? It has nothing to do with this parsha. It has to do with something else, the beginning of Dvarim. Idea. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael. Havu lachem anoshim chachom menuvonim biyidua mashivtechem. V'asimeim b'roshecha. What does it mean, v'asimeim b'roshecha? Simeim b'roshecha, if you take a look at the Medrash Rabbah there, it says, Yedias HaTorah gives you a tremendous havana of how the world functions. A person who needs an Eitzah with a clarity, has to go to a Torah authority. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Yehoshua, at the end, his final message to him, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's see, when Dovid HaMelech talked to Shlomo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Yehoshua, he says, Moshe Avdi Meis, you are now the new leader. And I'm giving you the strength to stand up. Chazak ve'amatzmo, be very strong and courageous. Lishmo la'asos, k'chol ha'tor, shetzivcha Moshe Avdi. You have to lead the people with atlososur mimena yom small. Absolute obedience to everything in the Torah. L'man taskil b'chol asher teilech, so you will understand exactly how to function. Lo yomur sefer Torah zemi picha v'gisa bo yomim v'laylu matish malas k'chol kosbo ki oz tatzliach az darkecha v'oz taskil. You're going to be leading people, giving them direction. How do you prepare for that? Go to university and take a course of political science? No. It's not what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, Lo yomur sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Agisa bo yom v'laiva. V'man tishma lasus kol ha'kosuvo. V'yoz tatzliach. Torah is going to give you that insight how to lead people, how to establish a direction in life. First task, and then you'll understand what to do. When David HaMelech is talking to Shlomo, what does he tell him? He says, Anoch holech b'derech kol aretz, chozak tov yisulish, v'shamartes mishmeres Hashem Elokecho, v'echz b'drochov lishmoch hukosov mitzvosov mishpotov v'edosov hukosov toros mosh, l'man taskel eiz kol asher tasev eiz kol asher tifnosham. How are you going to lead the people? By Havanas HaTorah. So, the Medrash says a very simple thing. says, gives a marshal to a snake. A snake has eyes at one end and a gold tail. A snake can go forward, it can go backwards. If it goes forward, it sees where it's going, and it can avoid holes, whatever is on the road, or on the earth. Goes backwards, it's going to fall into and cause itself disaster. The idea that Torah gives a tremendous insight into life, and Havonas HaTorah is the source of eights, is that you don't fall into a hole. It's based on two ideas. First of all, whatever eights, it has to be consistent with Torah. Sometimes you have all sorts of wonderful ideas, but it's not consistent with Torah. But only someone who has a clarity in Torah is going to know that. And number two, just to understand the world, and to have a direction, has to be Havonas HaTorah. Has to be Havonas HaTorah. And that's why you go with the two eyes. That is not the Aver Vlososa. It's a general advice. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua, this is the way of success. David HaMelech told it to Shlomo. And and that's been the meaning of Klal Yisrael. To understand that someone with a clarity of Torah has to be with a clarity of Torah without an agenda. Because the moment you miss, and that is the beginning of Shoftim, no agendas. Plain, the Torah is true. You don't twist the Torah around any agenda. Lo Sata Mishpat. Don't twist it. Tzedek tzedek of the means and the ends. Everything has to be emes. Remember Rabbi Shurkin and I once sitting with Shmuel Birnbaum. At that point, it was Rosh Yeshiva of Meir in Brooklyn, a major league Talmud Chacham. And in our conversation, me and Lini Rosen, it was a very interesting conversation. We got to talk about Moshe Feinstein. So he says, you know why everyone accepts Moshe's psak? He says, because you can never predict what he's going to say. So I'll give you a marshal. There's a major machlokas about Esrogei Shmita that was sent to Chutzaretz, whether you can use them or not use them. So everyone knew, especially those that relied on the Het HaMechira. So he says, everyone knew Sama was going to answer it. Everyone knew Mizrahi was going to be Matri. Everyone knew that. But no one really believed their Psak, because they had an agenda. But no one knew what Ramesh was going to say, because he had no agenda. His agenda was only the Torah. That's why his Psak was accepted. By the people who wanted an emes of psak. Torah is, there are no agendas. Your agenda is the Torah. And since your agenda is the Torah, only such a person can have the clarity, is what I want to do consistent with the Torah. What does the Torah tell me? What insights into the world does the Torah give me in order to know that I can be matzliach? Because after all, the Torah is the blueprint of the world. They're two very separate things. Halacha of Zokim Mamre. Halacha we call Das Torah. Das Torah means, if you want, in a complicated situation. So, someone with a clarity of Torah is serious Talmud Chacham. That's why Jewish communities, until the politicization of everything, the whole world today is politics. Till the politicization of everything, every community had a Talmud Chacham leading it. Because they knew the direction was going to be Torah, the agenda was going to be Torah, and the insight was going to come from the insight that Torah gave him. Sochem Mamre is something else. Sochem Mamre is, what is the authoritative version of Torah Shabbat Peh? The authoritative version of Torah Shabbat Peh is the one that is given in the hands of the Sanhedrin HaGadol.